Church. Thank you for joining us as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. This morning we're going to look at question 68 of the larger catechism. Are the elect only effectually called? So last time we dealt with what is effectual calling. Now who is effectually called? All the elect and they only are effectually called, although others may be and often are outwardly called by the ministry of the word and have some common operations of the Spirit, who, for their willful neglect and contempt of the grace offered to them, being justly left in their unbelief, do never truly come to Jesus Christ. And so, all the elect, from every tribe, kindred, tongue, and nation, from all time, from the time when Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden until Christ returns, the elect and all the elect, but only the elect, are effectually called. And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord, and as many as were appointed to eternal life believed. Although others often may be and often are outwardly called by the ministry of the word, for many are called, but few are chosen. And so we see that every time the gospel is proclaimed, the general call goes out, and all those who hear are given that command. But only those whom the Holy Spirit draws, and the Son draws through the Spirit, are effectually called. Even Simon himself believed, and often after being baptized, he continued with Philip. And seeing signs and great miracles performed, he was amazed. But Peter said to him, "May your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God." So he believed. He had a mental consent to the proclamation of the gospel. But yet, the Spirit had not given him part or lot in Christ. So long as we remain outside of Christ and Christ remains outside of us, his death is of no effect for us. And they can even have common effects of the Spirit. On that day, many will say to me, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?" And then Hebrews 6, it's one of those passages that Calvinists of a Baptistic, well, those Baptists who are Calvinistic in their understanding of salvation, have great trouble with. Many of them will turn this into a hypothetical, but if you understand it, the difference between those who have the experiences of life in the visible church, but not effectually called, it all of a sudden becomes very easy to grasp. "For it is impossible in the case of those who have once been enlightened," Simon Magus was enlightened, he heard the gospel and so believed, "who have tasted the heavenly gift and have shared in the Holy Spirit and have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away, to restore them again to repentance, since they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up to contempt." So those who, through their baptism and through long sitting at the feet of the preaching of the gospel where Jesus is speaking and they continue in unbelief, they are not effectually called. They have heard it, but they have not the ears to hear it unto life. They have not been granted repentance. They are generally called, but they willfully neglect and have contempt of the grace offered to them, so they are justly left in their unbelief and never truly come to Jesus Christ. This is not something that it's something that every believing parent fears. But there are some of you who do not believe, for Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father. Or in Acts 28. And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement. The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, go to this people and say, you will indeed hear, but never understand. And you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. And so Christ is proclaimed, the Spirit calls the elect, but those who hear the gospel and have not been elected unto eternal life remain in their unbelief and so shall enter into eternal condemnation. Thank you for joining us. Join us next time as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. Thank you and God bless.